I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A car bomb inflamed tensions in Lebanon this week. The blast struck the militant Hezbollah stronghold in Beirut. Lebanon's interior minister says the attack tried to divide Shia Muslims who support Hezbollah from Sunni Muslims. Despite the tensions, though, there is hope. Sat7 has a studio in Lebanon broadcasting Christian television with a gospel message. Hearts are moving toward peace in Christ. Now, Sat7 studio is safe, but they're asking prayer for those who were affected in the bombing. And two Congolese villages had deaf ears to the gospel for years. Islam and witchcraft held sway. But last month, Ron Wismer with Mission Aviation Fellowship says they showed the Jesus film in both villages, and over 200 people accepted Christ. Local pastors are following up with the new believers, and they're asking you to pray with them. There are more details on this story at our website. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. You can join our social scene on Facebook or Twitter. Links to both can be found at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.